Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In the spirit of the holidays, we want to talk about the worst.
Tis sure. The season.
It's when you got Scrooged.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've kind of already talked about bad gifts and whatever, but it's just like, just the holiday itself, just... like
just went wrong.
It can be like your boss stuff. We've got some people who were like, they got told they had to come to a mandatory work party and each had to pay $25 to attend.
Oh, really?
I've heard of that. Scrooged. This year.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta pay to go to your own,
yeah,
to hang out with people you don't want to hang out with anyway.
Yeah.
You guys didn't pay to get into ours?
Well, they only made the losers pay.
Who the hell took my money?
We did.
So, that literally happened to my parents on their first date. They went to a party and some guy was charging at the door and he was just a guy. He wasn't affiliated with the party at all.
He just stood out.
And took
$5
from him.
My most Scrooged I've ever been. If you've never heard it, I'll keep it. It was a Christmas when I was like, I think I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got some good presents under the tree. Santa tends to like wean you off at a certain point in life, and I don't know why. But it was, for some reason, I was really looking forward to something. It might have been the year where I thought I was getting a guitar because I had found it.
Oh.
In my parents' bedroom closet.
There
was
okay.
There was a black Les Paul in the closet.
Ooh.
So I got out of bed, went running to the tree, and there underneath the tree was my Irish setter, Raina, dead.
Huh?
Foaming at the mouth. Something had happened. We believe now that our neighbor had poisoned her.
Oh my God.
A real Scrooge.
And before she died, she blew this foam substance out of herself all over the place. Because dogs, like, when they know they're going to die, they just try to hide, right?
Yeah.
So she crawled under the tree.
Aww.
So it made it like that was our present. But she had foamed all over my guitar. Like, so she ate the paint off my guitar with her stomach acid. So then I was distraught, jumped in my car, and just went to drive around, got pulled over for speeding. So I got a ticket.
Oh my gosh.
And then got back to the house, just an emotional wreck. And we started opening presents. And my parents, like, we opened everything and I didn't get the guitar. And I'm like, well, what? And they go, there's one more present. I'm like, ah, here we go. And they go, it's in the garage. I'm like, why would you put it in the garage? And out in the garage was the frame for a waterbed. And I was like,
I didn't know that she was an Irish setter.
She was.
Oh, Raina. So cute.
A waterbed.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to admit it. I saw the guitar in your closet and like, oh, that was for one of your brother's friends. We were storing it for their parents. Dead dog, speeding ticket, guitar destroyed, and no guitar given. Can you top that, mother?
And you couldn't even, it's not like you could even get anyone in the waterbed. You didn't have the guitar anymore.
I didn't have anything. I had an ugly guitar and a speeding ticket I had to pay off.
Oh my God. Negative.
That's how I got Scrooged. Do you have a Scrooge story? I want to hear it.
I do remember, I obviously, you guys know I'm a snooper. I've always been a snooper. So I would tear the house apart looking for gifts.
Shut up.
And my mom had to get like tricky. She knew. She knew I was looking. But she hid things in the trunk of her car and I found them. And I had to go to confessions just because I was at a private school. We just had to that week or whatever. And I had to write down everything that I did. And I wrote down that I snooped and found the gifts. She found the letter.
I was going to say, if the priest ratted you out, against the rules.
No, the priest
like,
did not.
There's like a attorney-client privilege there.
If they can do that, I got to go home and talk to the priest.
For sure.
No, but because I wrote this list, my mom found it and she saw that I found the gifts, and she was like, we're done. Like, no more this year.
So you didn't get those gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She gave them to me, like, months later. But
on Christmas itself.
Yeah.
And you learned your lesson. You've never snooped.
Never snooped.
Oh, my God. All right. If you have a Scrooge story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423 is where you call. It's where you text. It's where you do anything.
I remember when I was a young boy, I was loved basketball, still do, but I was a huge Michael Jordan fan because it's right in the 90s when he's at the pinnacle of his Michael Jordan-ness, you know, winning all the championships, all that. And I remember my grandmother, my sweet, sweet grandmother, giving me a basketball card of a Bulls player. And I was so excited.
Oh my God.
I opened it up.
Oh.
And it's BJ Armstrong.
Oh, that. The BJ Armstrong?
Yeah. Who was on the Bulls and went to the University of Iowa. So that's where she was making it growing up in Iowa. She's like, oh, an Iowa
player.
He's
nobody.
And I said,
I'm sorry, did you make a basketball team?
Doesn't matter. But it's like the card's worth. Yeah, it's got.
Well, I had a reaction very similar to Slacker where I open it and I go, who's this?
Oh.
In front of everybody. And it was my dad's mom. My dad's face goes white. Everyone's face goes white. And then I'm like, I don't even know. Who is this? Like, is this where's Michael Jordan? He's number 23. This guy's number 10. And I was just so confused. Like, I don't. And now I realize just what a jerk I was. And
so hold on. Is your Scrooge story, you started to tell it as if it was like Aaron and I, how we got Scrooged. But your Scrooge story is from the perspective of your grandmother, who heartfelt was like, I know my grandson likes those Chicago.
I know.
And she went out and thought she did the right thing.
I know.
And your ungrateful piece of crap mouth is like, what is this crap?
I know.
She's old and infirmed, probably spent the last of her pension, probably ate like stale, crusty bread.
To get you this card.
To be able to buy you anyways, though. So, it's like the food there is a little.
So do you feel that you were Scrooge that year?
No, I feel like I was the Scrooge. Okay. I ruined
That's
it.
All
I was a jerk. I regret it to this day. It eats me alive.
I just wanted to know.
I'm glad you rubbed it in a little more.
Now we are going to take calls from both perspectives. I thought we were only going to take people who got Scrooged, but if you were the Scrooge, we'll take that as well. If you got a good Scrooging story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about being Scrooged, and apparently texters.
They agree with how depressing your story was. They said, my Scrooge story is hearing the most depressing story ever on the radio just now.
I didn't make it up.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, why are you being so depressing?
I lost my dog.
You're a pillar of the community. You're supposed to be positive.
Laura?
Yay.
Scrooge, what happened to you?
So my sister hosts Christmas every year up in Montana. Huh. And I wasn't feeling the greatest in 2021, but I hadn't coughed or anything yet. So I was like, yeah, there's no way this is COVID. So I got on my plane and I flew up to Montana. And at the time, Colorado, there was no COVID tests that you could find anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good slacker,
and
at them all.
So
I was a hoarder.
My sister had some in Montana. So we were pretty sure it wasn't COVID. So she says, okay, come up here. My husband will meet you outside with a COVID test. You can take it and then just come from there.
Hold up. It is a contingency on whether or not you get inside the house. You've flown the whole way.
It's winter in Montana, and you're stuck outside having to take a test.
That's not really what they meant. They didn't really mean you can't come in until you
go in the airport bathroom. I took it before.
Oh my gosh!
I could get in the car.
So what?
I took the test,
and
turned out.
Was
double positive right off the bat in like 2 seconds to process. I
as a guy who's taken like 10,000 COVID tests, when you really have it, it comes back fast.
Yeah. You don't need to wait the 10 minutes.
They're like, wait 15 minutes, and that first line just goes, whoa!
Yeah.
And you're, so you had it.
So I had it. So I was stuck in the airport for about 8 hours with my dog who was traveling with me.
They really wouldn't let you come over?
No.
Even the dog's like, get away from me.
Oh.
So then what? You got back on? They wouldn't expose themselves to it, but they wanted a plane load of passengers. They shipped you back here?
They shipped me back here, and then I flew out again a week later.
So you spent Christmas alone quarantined?
On a plane, pretty much, in the airport. Okay. Mm. Plane, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty bad.
That's worse than dead dog under the tree, isn't it?
No.
Thank you, Laura. Brittany?
Yay.
Scrooge, what happened to you?
So when I was about 9 or 10, my family would always throw like Christmas Eve dinners, and my cousin came over with his girlfriend who no one liked. I don't exactly remember what happened, but he stormed out of the house, and my grandpa followed him, which then proceeded to my cousin beating the crap out of my grandpa and getting the cops called. And so we spent the next like 4 hours of Christmas Eve dealing with the cops.
Wow.
So you had a family waylay?
No.
No, I mean, like, so who all got beat up?
Oh, just my grandpa.
So no one helped him?
my grandpa was trying to calm my cousin down, and there was no calming cousin down.
Mm.
Is that better than dead dog?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
That one's worse. Grandpa laying in a heap is worse than dead dog.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.